vigour. As I say, you can use a flute for that. Now, we have got coming up the geniuses of the next generation. The National Youth Orchestra are preparing for major celebrations. One group are doing Bernstein's Mass, Man Allsop, another concert at Symphony Hall in Birmingham and the Royal Festival Hall in London. And we'll be finding out about that in a moment or two after a little light makeup from a previous lineup with the orchestra under Paul Daniel. The end of the Powder Her Face Suite, a suite from the opera by Thomas Addis, the National Youth Orchestra conducted by Paul Daniel. Luckily, the music is abstract. The opera's a little bit racy, but very, very good. Now, the National Youth Orchestra, our great hopes for the future, are very, very busy this weekend. There are two sets of them, one doing Bernstein's Mass with the Chinike young players and all sorts of people at the Royal Festival Hall, and the other are unleashed, both in Birmingham and in London. Find out what unleashed means. Kwame Ryan is going to try and leash them as conductor, but I suspect a pleasurable task. Canada, Trinidad, Cambridge, Europe, and now the National Youth Orchestra. How are you getting on?
Oh, we're getting on just great. And for me, it's a really exciting project, not least because in my teens I played in the National Youth Orchestra. So the opportunity to come back and participate in reimagining how this orchestra can be presented to young audiences is really fantastic.
Has it changed much since your day?
Oh, yes, it has. It's certainly a more progressive approach to how symphony orchestras can impact audiences. It's in terms of repertoire choices, completely different from when I was in it.
Yeah, well, I did a little bit of youth orchestra playing. I have to say my behaviour was very bad. My playing wasn't much better, but still, we had good fun. I think you're all much more focused now. Patrick Bevan, new leader, congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you been in the orchestra for?
This is my fifth year in the MYO.
Oh, you're seasoned then.
Bit of a veteran.
Yes, well, here we are. Would you be able to count the bars? Because I know you're... Do you first year at Cambridge at Queen's doing maths?
Yeah, I've just started university, but keeping up my playing as much as possible. And actually, this year in the orchestra has in some ways made me rethink my life a little bit. But yeah, still doing my degree.
Dear, you're not ditching the mathematics already, are you?
Doing both.
Doing both. All right, that's fine. Harriet Patton, you're very welcome as well, from Stirling in Scotland.
Thank you.
And playing cello?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been playing cello since I was 8. And actually, it was a bit of an unusual start, I suppose. I received a letter from primary school asking if I wanted to learn a string instrument for free through council music lessons. So
That's what we like to hear about.
I ticked the cello box and it's completely changed my life. I'm now hoping to study music at Cambridge next year. I've got an offer.
Excellent.
And I've being in the NYO, the National Youth Orchestra, it's just... my life would be completely different without music and without the cello.
It's very demanding, isn't it? You know, we're talking about the cream of the crop here. I mean, the auditions presumably are quite stringent.
Yes, the auditions, there are two rounds. I think they happen in 11 cities across the UK. And they're free as well. So I had my first audition in Glasgow, and then the second round, they're all in London, and okay. They're select... choices of repertoire from the orchestra that we play.
Do you sit in on them, Patrick, as the leader?
No. I mean, but the audition's all really, really positive experiences, as well as playing your pieces and your orchestral excerpts. You have a kind of 10-minute interview with some tutors and a member of the management team of the orchestra, which is always a really, really positive experience. They're always really friendly, and they're just trying to find out more about you as a person and see how you could fit into an orchestra, because we're a massive orchestra. There's 165 of us, so it's quite hard. You know, you need to have a good mix of personalities.
Yeah, and you really need to pull together. Goodness, it can tell. I mean, any of the National Youth Orchestra concerts I've been to have been so overpoweringly wonderful. You know, is that there's the precision and the passion, but there's also a sort of huge expertise now as well. 165 musicians is a lot to keep under your baton, Kwame.
Well, I don't have all 165 of them because they're split.
They're split, these two great events.
Just over 100. I think I've got 110 in Unleashed. And the wonderful thing is that they are doing what they do at their instruments, but they're also really involved in the presentation of the concert. So the presentation has been written by the musicians in large part, and the choices of pieces have also been, conceptualized by the musicians themselves.
Big Bernstein celebrations, of course, this year, and you're in the midst of that. What are you going to be talking before the concert?
I'm presenting the concert. I, along with a tuba player.
Regard this as an addition, then, Harriet. On you go.
with the tuba player Callum, we wrote the script together.
Sounds like a Scottish mafia.
Not quite. No. So we chatted with Tom Redmond, the presenter, and he gave us some really interesting ideas, and we just sort of laid all our ideas out on the table, and we talked about what the pieces meant to us as pieces of music, and in the context of films and West Side Story as well. And we came up with a script to take the audience on a journey through our concert, really, and the thinking behind the pieces.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'm sure they'll enjoy it. Are you speaking, or are you just sitting grandly in your leader's chair?
Yeah, just playing this time. Although I'm standing up to tune the orchestra, so I might say
that's all right. That's a very important part, and can give a great drama as well.
And he also has a solo.
Ah, okay.
He's very modest, but he has a nice solo.
Solo in what, Patrick?
The first piece we're playing is called Mothership, and it's completely different to any other piece we've done before in NYO. It uses electronic music, so we've got pre-recorded soundtracks being played at the same time. And in the middle section of the piece, there's a place for four improvised solos.
Right.
So we've got me, a violinist, we've got a trombone player, and then we've also got an accordion and a set of steel pans.
Wow. This is the National Youth Orchestra for the 21st century.
Absolutely.
Well, you will boldly go wonderful places, and you'll take us all with you, and it's been a great pleasure having you with us. Kwame, good luck. Just unleash them, and as it says on the tin.
It won't be hard.
No, it won't be hard. Well, here's one you all made earlier. I think the recording of the Holsters before both your times, isn't it? But
yes.
This is just another moment in time of excellence. It's Edward Gardner conducting the NYO.